Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Ayin Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the reformatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 10 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Hey at the Mishnah. The Mishnah. Before we read it, though, let us look at the side of the Gemara under our Nosei, our topic heading, where we've written Shnei Chatzeros Zu Lifnei Zu. There are two courtyards. One is an inner courtyard and one is an outer courtyard. Each courtyard has houses opening into it. The outer courtyard is a courtyard that is adjacent to a public thoroughfare. For people from the inner courtyard to gain access to the street, they have to cut through the outer courtyard. Mosai achas oiseres al hashnia bizman shlo irvu yachad. Under what circumstances will we say that one courtyard can, in effect, restrict the carrying in the other courtyard in the event that the two courtyards have not joined together? Joined together, of course, through an eruv. We now take a look at the Mishnah. Shtei chatzeros zu lifnim mizu. There are two courtyards. One is more inner. Inner is lifnim, is inner, and as opposed to the chitzone, which is outer. It's important to note that the inner courtyard has easement rights. So that's the right to walk through the outer courtyard in order to gain access to the street. So the Mishnah continues, Irva hapnimis velo irva hachitzona. If the inner courtyard made an eruv with its houses, in other words, the houses in the inner courtyard, we can call this an internal eruv, if they join together and the outer courtyard did not, and by the way, we have the Pirush Chai, the Book of Illustrations, illustration 60 can be referred to for this section of the Mishnah. So if the inner courtyard had joined together and the outer courtyard had not, so the result is hapnimis muteres vachitzona asura. The outer courtyard is forbidden to carry within it. And the reason for that is the inner courtyard, being that it's what's called regel hamuteres b'mukoma, it itself is muter, but it has easement rights through the outer courtyard, and they have not joined together, so that imposes a restriction on the outer courtyard. Hachitzona v'lo hapnimis, if the outer courtyard had made their internal eruv, and the internal courtyard had not made their own eruv, shtehen asuros. The inner courtyard has easement rights, and it therefore asurs, restricts on the outer one. And that is what we'll call drisas horegel. And as a result of that, that imposes a restriction on the outer courtyard. And of course, the inner courtyard is restricted because they didn't make their own eruv. Irva zu li atzma v'zu li atzma. There's diagram 61 is available for this. If each courtyard made their own eruv, zu muteres bifnei atzma v'zu muteres bifnei atzma. Each courtyard can what they can carry within their own courtyards, and the point is that the inner courtyard does not impose a restriction on the outer courtyard. The idea being that regel hamuteres b'mekoma, someone who is allowed to walk, to carry things in and out of their of their courtyard, so that they do not impose a restriction on the outer courtyard. Once again, that's a function of regel hamuteres b'mekoimo, does not impose an iser on the other domain. Rabbi Kiva oiser hachitzona. Rabbi Kiva is restrictive, and he says the outer courtyard cannot carry things; cannot be carried in that outer courtyard. Shedrisas horegel osarta. Even though they made an eruv, and you would have thought that they could carry from their houses to their courtyard, namely that outer courtyard. Rabbi Akiva says no, the inner courtyard, being that they have easement rights through the outer courtyard, imposes a restriction, and of course that would be in place until they make a joint erev uniting the two chatzeros. The Chachomim Omrim Ein Drisus Horegel Osarta. Later in the Gemara, we'll have to discover what are these Chachomim saying that the first Chachomim that preceded Rabbi Akiva had not said. Shochach Echad Min Hachitzon of Lo Irev. Let us say one of the members of the outer courtyard did not contribute to their Eruv. Hapnimis Muteres Vachitzona Asura. The inner courtyard is allowed, there's no restrictions. The outer courtyard, though, is restricted. Minapnimis Vlo Irev. If one of the members of the inner courtyard forgot to contribute to their Eruv, Shtehen Asuros. The inner court is forbidden to carry things from the houses into that courtyard because it's not a complete Eruv. One of the members of that courtyard forgot to contribute food. The outer courtyard is also because of the problem of Drisas Horegel. Nosnu Eruvon B'mokim Echod. Later in the Gemara, this term, Mokim Echod, is a reference to the outer courtyard. So they have the inner courtyard. After they gathered their food to make their Eruv, they placed their food collection in the outer courtyard. V'shochach Echod Bein Min Apnimis Bein Min Achitzon V'lo Irev. If one of the members, whether it be from the inner courtyard, as is illustrated in illustration 62, or someone from the outer courtyard, Shtehen Asuros. So both courtyards are restricted. V'im hoyu shel yichidim einon tzrichin la'arev. If the inner courtyard and the outer courtyard are populated by single individuals, one person in the inner courtyard and one person in the outer courtyard, so there is no restriction. The Rashi on this point, im hoyu shel yichidim shein bepnimis elo echod. There is in the inner courtyard only one person living, uvachitzona echod, ein tzrichin la'arev zeim zeh. They don't have to join their two courtyards together because of the issue of easement rights. The Kavon, and of course when we say easement rights, we also are referring to the restriction that Drisus Regel imposes. The Kavon the Yochid Hu, Apnimis Havi Regel Muteres, since we're talking about a single person and the inner courtyard is a Regel Hamuteres, there are no restrictions in carrying in and out of the house in the inner courtyard, Vieno Seres, and therefore it doesn't impose any restriction. Ustamak Rabbonan. This unnamed section of the Mishnah works out like the Shita of the Rabbonan. Vim hoyu shnayim afilu chitzonig afilu bachitzonig. If, however, you have one person in one courtyard and two people in the other courtyard, even if the other courtyard happens to be the outer courtyard, gazrinon, we still impose a restriction. Dilma osi mishri shnayim bifnimis ve'echad bachitzonig. We would not want to have a situation where we have two people in the inner courtyard. Which is a situation where if they didn't make an internal eruv, they needed to have an internal, if they become a regular asur b'mkoma, and as such, as an area where the people are in that area are restricted, are forbidden to carry in and out of the houses, they certainly will impose a restriction on the chitzona. Before we continue in the Gemara, let us glance at the side where we have our Nosei heading. Shitas Chachamim, Ma Dino Shel Regel Hu Asura B'mkoma. What is the din regarding an area where there is restriction in that particular area? Legabi Mokom Acher. What effects that does it have on another domain? Kegon B'mikre Shechotz Pimis V'chotz Chitzona, like the case of the inner courtyard and the outer courtyard. We will see by way of markings, the Gemara opens up with a double underline highlighting two Lashonos of Rabbi Yanai. First you have Rav Dimi, and then you have Ravin's version, and we have Roman numerals along the side of the Gemara, so you can see where each opinion appears. And we also have, we noted that the diamond highlights Rav Yanai's name. There are two Lashonos in Rabbi Yanai, Rav Dimi's version and Ravin's version. And we will then encounter triangles shortly, which were Sidrashu Kushios Rimasnisa Aloshan Rishon Sherabiane, a series of questions from our Mishnah on that first Loshon of Rabbi Yonai. The Gemara. Ki osa Rav Dimi Omar Rav Yonai, as we pointed out earlier, you can see the Roman numeral number 1 is accompanied by a Roman number 2 further down the page, where we have Rovin, and first we have Rav Dimi, then Rovin, each one presenting their version of Rabbi Yonai. So, ki osa Rav Dimi om Rabbi Yonai zu divrei Rabbi Akiva. That which we've learned till now is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva the Omar, who said, afilu regel hamuteres b'mekoimo, oseres shaloi b'mekoimo. Even where you have an area where the people are allowed to carry in and out of their houses, they can still impose a restriction on an area that did not, that is restrict, that is usur. That regel hamuteres b'mekoma, once again, an area that had made an eruv with, like we saw, the inner courtyard that had made an eruv internally, they can impose an isur on the outer courtyard, even if the outer courtyard had made an eruv. And that's because of what we call drisas haregel, avol chachomim oimrim. However, the chachomim say, kishem shregel hamuteres eino oseres, kach regel ho'asura eino oseres. The chachomim are very lenient, and they will tell you that even if you have an area that is itself is not restricted, that is restricted, the fact that they walk through another area, they will not impose a restriction. This needs to be evaluated. The point that we just learned, that regel ho'asuro eino oseres. It would seem then, according to the chachomim, if you have an inner courtyard that did not make an internal eruv, and there's an outer courtyard that made their own eruv, the fact that the inner courtyard has easement rights through the outer courtyard does not impose a restriction on the outer courtyard. The triangle that we see, as we may have mentioned earlier, are a series of questions on this version of Rabbi Yonai. Tanan, the Mishnah said, Irvo chitzona velo pnimis shtein asuros. If the outer courtyard had made their eruv, but the inner courtyard had not, both chatzeros are usur. We can infer from this, however, if they both had made their internal eruv, so then both chatzeros would be mutaros. Therefore, the inference from this Mishnah shows that regel hamuteres does not aser money. Who is the author of this part of the Mishnah? Ilemo Rabbi Akiva. If you were to think it's Rabbi Akiva, my irya regel asura. Why speak about a restricted courtyard that imposes an iser? Afilu regel muteres nami. Even if it were a regel hamuteres, it could impose an iser on the other courtyard. Elolav Rabbonon. So we have to conclude that this is according to the Rabbonon. The result of this is that a regel ho'asura does impose an iser, and this is not in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Well, this point is not like Rav Dimi om Rav Yonai, because Rav Dimi's version of Rav Yonai claimed that regel ho'asura, according to the Chomim, does not impose an iser. In this quote, we see where the Pnimis had not made an eruv. That's a regel ho'asura. It does impose a restriction on the outer courtyard. Li'olam Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara's response is, no, this isn't a challenge to Rav Yonai, because this is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Veloizu af zu kotoni. The structure of the Mishnah is, not only does regel ho'asura impose an iser, but even regel hamuteres. Even a regel hamuteres b'makoma will aser shalo b'makoma. And this structure of not this, not only this, but even this, is something that is legitimate in terms of Mishnah structure. Tanan, the quote again from our Mishnah, Irvozuli atzmo, vizuli atzmo, zumuteres bifnei atzmo, vizumuteres bifnei atzmo. Two courtyards, each one had made their internal eruv, so each courtyard is mutter in and of itself. Taimo di irvo. The reason that each courtyard is mutter in and of itself is because they made internal eruvin. Ha lo irvo, had that non-pinten case, shtehen asuros. Then both courtyards would be osir. The ho hai tano di omar, but is it not so that this tana who says, regel hamuteres, eino oseres, regel ho asura oseres? We made an inference just a moment ago that if they had not made an Eruv, if they had not both made their own Eruvin, so then one courtyard would have imposed an Isser on the other. So that you would have, let's say, if the inner courtyard had not made an Eruv, they would be a regular Asura, and it would Asur on the outer courtyard. The Gemara continues, Moni, who is the author of this? Well, afilu regel hamuteres nami. Even if it were an allowed area, it still could impose a restriction on the other area. Elolav, rather, this source and its inference must be rabbonon hi. This is in accordance with the rabbonon. And again, the conclusion we reached was regel asura oseres, and that's not like Ravdimi. The Oid, and furthermore, mi de seifa Rabbi Akiva, reisha lav Rabbi Akiva. From the fact that Rabbi Akiva appears in the seifa, then the reisha is not in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Rather, the reisha is in accordance with the Rabbonan. And we were medayik, we inferred that regula asura would aser. And that's, once again, not like Rav Dimi. The Gemara responds, Kulo Rebbe Akiva hi. The Chisurei Mechaser v'Hochi Ketoni. The whole Mishnah is in accordance with Rebbe Akiva, and the Mishnah itself had been deliberately left brief. But the correct understanding is as follows. Irvo Zuli Atzma, Vezula Atzma, the two courtyards, each one had made their internal Eruv, Zumuteres Bifnei Atzma, Vezumuteres Bifnei Atzma. Each one is Mutter, Bamed Vamamurim, Sha'aso Daka, where the inner courtyard made a little type of fence. You can see this illustrated in 66. That Daka, in effect, seals off the inner courtyard from the outer courtyard, and solves the problem of the drisus haregel that the inner courtyard would have had over the outer courtyard. Avolo asa daka, had this daka not been prepared, even though both courtyards made their internal eruv, chitzona asuro, divrei Rabbi Akiva, the outer courtyard is usur. Even though we're dealing with a regel hamuteres b'makoma, it still can aser, impose restriction on the outer courtyard. Shurbikiva oiseres achitzonam imnei shedrisas regel oseres. The reason for this is because of the easement rights that the inner courtyard has over the outer courtyard. V'chachomim omrim ein drisas haregel oseres. Walking rights that one courtyard has over the other courtyard does not impose a carrying restriction in the outer courtyard. The Rashi points out in the middle of the wide lines under the Gemara, Andrisus Horegel Oseres, Vatravayu Mili Rabbi Akiva Pligi. The Chachomim disagree with both aspects of Rabbi Akiva, Vafilu Aresha, even on the first part, the Kotoni Chitzona Velo Pnimus Shtein Asuros, where the outer courtyard had made an Eruv and not the inner courtyard, even though there you're dealing with a regel ho'asura bimakomo, because the inner courtyard had not made their Eruv, Nevertheless, the Chachomim don't hold that the that easement rights impose restriction. The Chachomim simply waited for Rabbi Akiva to finish everything that he was saying, and then came and argued. Let's continue in the Gemara. Mosiv Rav Beivai Bar Abaye. We have a question that lasts a number of lines, and hence we used a long question marking. So Rav Beivai says, the Mishnah says, Ve'im hoyu shel yechidim, ein tzrichin la'arev. We have two courtyards, inner and outer courtyard. Each one was occupied by a single dweller, so there's no need for an eruv. Ha shel rabim, tzrichim la'arev. However, had there been a multiple dweller courtyard, so there would be a need for an eruv. In order, Alma, we see, regel hamuteres bimakoma, eina oseres. Regel ho asura oseres. The inference here was that only because they were single dweller dwelling courtyards, so there was no imposition of Isser. However, if it was multiple courtyards, the one courtyard then would have imposed a restriction on the other. That's called regel ha'asura. An inner courtyard, for example, was occupied by multiple tenants and they had not made an eruv, so that would impose an Isser. And that's not like Rav Dimi. V'oid mosiv Ravina. Another objection, this time raised by Ravina. Shochach echol min achitzon avalo irev. If one of the members of the outer courtyard did not make an eruv, ha'pnimis muteres v'chitzona asura. The inner courtyard is mutter, the outer courtyard is aser. Shochach echol min ha'pnimis v'lo irev shteim asura. If one of the inner courtyard members forgot to contribute to their eruv, so then both courtyards will be restricted. Taima de Shochach. The reason for this is that there was a forgetting to contribute to the Eruv. Ha lo Shochach, Shtehen Mutaros. Had there been no forgetting, so then both courtyards would be okay. Almo, Regel Hamuteres, Enoseres. This reflects an opinion that says if you're allowed to carry in your own domain, so then you won't impose a restriction on others. And that concept is according to the Rabbana, not according to Rabbi Akiva. Regel ha'asura oseres. However, if it's a regel ha'asura, then it does impose an iser. And that is not like Rav Dimi. And again, we're dealing with a source that is according to the Rabbana, not according to Rabbi Akiva. So even the Rabbana who are more mekel, they still will say that regel ha'asura oseres. Constantly, as we're going through this Gemara, you notice we use these dashed underlines. You always can contrast this emphasis on that which Reb Yanai himself had said, that regel ha'asura, he said, eino oseres. We continue. Elo ki osa rovin, omer of Yanai, gimel machloikis badover. In fact, there are three opinions on this topic. Number one, Tanakama Sova, Regel Hamuteres, Eino Oseres, Regel Hoasura, Oseres. Up till now, we've been dealing with the Chachomim and all of the quotes, and Rav Yanai is presented here by Rovin, who takes a more restrictive approach than Rav Dimi, and hence no questions, because each one of these sources reflected this idea, that Regel Hoasura, Oseres. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Akiva goes even further in stringency and says, Afilu regel hamuteres oseres, as we saw in the Mishnah. Rabbonon basroi savri, kishem shiregel muteres eino oseres. The final shita of the Chachamim, they went very far in the direction of leniency. Namely, just like regel muteres does not aser, kach regel asura eino oseres. Even regel asura is not oseres, but this is, we call the Rabbonon Basroi. Up till this point, though, Rav Dimi Om Rav Yanai was claiming that this approach was taken by the Chachomim that preceded Rabbi Akiva, and we have shown that that simply is not so. my mokom. The Mishnah had said, "Nosnu eruvim b'mokom echod v'shochach echod bein min ha'pnimis." The Gemara asks here, what is my mokum echod? What is the case of mokum where they place their eruv? We have an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard. Where was the eruv placed? When it says in the Mishnah, mokum echod. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, chitzona. It means that the outer courtyard was joining together with the, let's say this, that the inner courtyard was joining together with the outer courtyard, and the inner courtyard took their food that they had collected and placed it in the chitzona. Ve'amai koru lo mokom echod. Why is the chotzer hachitzona, the outer courtyard, referred to by this term mokom echod? Answer: mokom hamiyuchad lishneim. The word echod means miyuchad, a place that is available to both courtyards. The outer courtyard is available, of course, to its own inhabitants, and it's also available to the inner courtyard as they have easement rights through the outer courtyard. Tanyo Nami Hochi, we have a Tanaic source supporting Rav Yehuda that Mokom Echod is really a reference to the Chitzona. So the source continues reflecting the ideas that we've learned about till now. Nosnu Eruvon B'Chitzona V'Shochach Echod Bein Mina Chitzona Bein Mina Pnimis V'Lo Irev. If the the inner courtyard placed their eruv in an attempt to join up with the outer courtyard to become a singular entity. However, one of the members forgot to contribute to the food. Whether the forgetting is on the part of the chitzona or on the part of the pnimis, velo irev, shtehen asuros. Both courtyards will be osur. Nosnu eruvon bifnimis. If the outer courtyard placed their inner courtyard, their eruv in the inner courtyard, and there was a forgetting, v'shochach echod, so min hapnimis, if he forgot, v'lo irev, and didn't contribute to their eruv, to the inner courtyard's eruv, shtehen asuros, both will be usur. The chitzona is usur as a result of the forgetting of a member of the inner courtyard, because they have placed themselves in that inner courtyard through the eruv that they put there. So the outer courtyard becomes affected by the forgetfulness of an inner courtyard member. Min hachitzona v'lo irev, if a member of the outer courtyard had forgotten to contribute to their eruv, by the way, which was placed in the inner courtyard, shtehen asuros, both courtyards are restricted. The fact that the eruv was placed in the inner courtyard, that now the forgetfulness of the outer courtyard who forgot to contribute to that eruv has an effect on everybody. That is Divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chachomim oimrim bezu pnimis muteris v'chitzona asur. In this case, where one of the members of the outer courtyard have forgotten to contribute to their eruv, that forgetfulness is not going to impose a restriction on the inner courtyard, even though the outer courtyard eruv was placed in the inner courtyard in order to join together. And the Gemara will explain why this is, why the Chachamim have this leniency. If we take a look at Rashi, Pezu Panimis Muteres, because of the forgetfulness of the outer member in contributing to their eruv, that is not going to impose a restriction on the inner courtyard. This expression we'll see in the Gemara as we go on, but the idea here is that the inner courtyard, who themselves had, none of them of the inner guys had forgotten to contribute to their eruv, they can simply lock the door and remove themselves from the outer courtyard. So the Chachamim will not allow the inner courtyard to be restricted by virtue of the fact that a member of the outer courtyard forgot to contribute to their eruv. Omale Rabo Barchonon Labaye. Maishno le Rabonon Diamri Pnimis Muteris, what is different according to the Rabbanan that they said the inner courtyard is Muter, Mishum the Achta Dasha Mishtam. So like we just saw in the Rashi, because of this idea of the inner courtyard simply closing the door on the outer courtyard, and they continue using their inner courtyard beheter. Rabbi Kiva Nami Techa Dasha Vitishamesh. According to Rabbi Kiva, why not say the same thing, that let the inner courtyard have this option of locking the door in the face of the outer guys, when those outer guys, one of them had forgotten to contribute to their Eruv, why should the inner courtyard lose out? Amar Lei Eruv Margila. So he says that according to Rabbi Kiva, the Eruv of the outer courtyard that was placed in the inner courtyard draws them in. Margila from the word regel. Regel is a foot with which you walk. So it means that they were drawn in to the inner courtyard, making them together, and there is an element of someone having forgotten to contribute to the Eruv, thereby imposing restriction. Well, question. L'Rabbananami, Eruv Margila, according to the Rabbanan, isn't that same svara applicable? And yet, they were lenient. The Gemara answers, the Omra, the inner courtyard, can say to the outer courtyard, L'skuni shitatif dovlo avisi. L'skuni means to make things good. I had you join up with me, but not to mess me up. In other words, I was willing to join, to partner with you, to make the two courtyards join together, but not if that's going to result in my losing out, which is the case when one of the outer members forgot to contribute to the Eruv that was placed in the inner courtyard. The Gemara now asks, Rabbi Kiva Nami Temo Liskuni Shitaptich V'lo La'avisi. According to Rabbi Kiva, shouldn't the inner courtyard be able to say the same thing? And yet, according to Rabbi Akiva, the inner courtyard loses out. So the Gemara says back, the Omra law, according to Rabbi Akiva, the inner courtyard doesn't simply shut out the outer courtyard. However, what happens is, the inner courtyard and the outer courtyard is mevatlinon loch rishusi. What happens in that case, according to Rabbi Kiva, is when a member of the outer courtyard forgot to contribute to their Eruv, so they will be mevatel, the outer courtyard will mevatel their holding to the inner courtyard. And the Isser spoken about by Rabbi Akiva was there's an Isser until the point of Bittel, until the outer courtyard is Mevatel Rishus. The Rabbanan who don't learn like this, but rather they use the Svar of, they simply close the doors, keeping them out. Ein Bittel Rishus Mechotzer L'Chotzer. The idea that Rabbi Akiva just mentioned is something the Rabbanan don't accept, because of an idea of we don't renounce ownership of property from one chotzer to another. And that is what would have been involved over here, where the member of the outer courtyard who had forgotten to contribute to the Eruv, he would renounce his holding to the inner courtyard. So at this point, we have explained the machlokis Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, and it boils down to this issue of, are you mevatel rishus mechotzer lechotzer? Now, hopefully to many of you, this sounds a bit familiar, because we've discussed this concept of mevatlin rishus mechotzer lechotzer in the past. On the side of the Gemara, we have as our tat nosei, it's a subtopic heading, bittel rishus mechotzer lechotzer. She'ela. We're going to raise a question. Haim machlukis Rabbi Yochanan u'Shmuel d'liel samachesam aleph, the inyan zeh, regarding this matter of mevatel rishus mechotzer lechotzer, makbilo lemachlokes hatanoim bein Rabbi Akiva vechachamim. Is their machlok is parallel to this tanaic machlok is between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Now, what did we learn about on Samach Ches? Back on Samach Ches Omer Aleph, so you might recall the case of an alleyway on either side, where you have a case of two chatseros, and there was a baby in one courtyard, and its water spilled out, and in the other courtyard there was hot water, and they had not joined together their courtyards with an eruv. So the issue came up, the suggestion came up of let one courtyard mevatel their reshus to the other courtyard, and thereby enabling the carrying of the water from where it was to where the child was located. And in that discussion we saw a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Where Shmuel had said on Daf Samach Chesom and Aleph toward the bottom, Ein Bitul Rishus Mechotzer Lechotzer, and Rabbi Yochanan says Yesh Bitul Mechotzer Lechotzer. What's important simply to understand right now is the model there on Daf Samach Ches of the courtyards in their relative positions was slightly different than the case we are learning about right now, inner and outer courtyard. With that in mind, we continue in the Gemara. Lema Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan, that argue, as we said, back on Samach Ches Amud Aleph, regarding Bitul Mechotzer L'Chotzer, B'Plukta D'Rabbonan v'Rabbi Kiva K'Miflegi, that they are a machlokis with paralleling this earlier machlokis Tanoyim. The Shmuel Omar K'Rabbonan, Shmuel who had said, Ein Mevatlin, he holds like the Rabbonan, for Rabbi Yochanan, who says you're mevat, that they could be mevatel, the Omar to Rabbi Akiva, Omar Loch Shmuel, and here we've used a diamond to highlight the names Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, where each one will tell you that their positions are not restricted to only one of these Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbonan. Omar Loch Shmuel, Shmuel will tell you Anodi Amri Afilu to Rabbi Akiva. I, who said Ein Mevatlin Rishus Mechotzer L'Chotzer, can agree with Rabbi Akiva over here, who we saw in our discussion just a few lines above. Rabbi Akiva says that there is Bitul Rishus. Ad kan lo kom Rabbi Akiva hocha. Rabbi Akiva says his point of being Mevatlin Rishus Mechotzer L'Chotzer elo b'shtei chatzer zu l'fnim izu. That's only in this model where you have an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard, the Asron Ahadodi, that without this Bitol, so then one courtyard would impose a restriction on the other courtyard. Avol Hosam, but in the case of Samaches, and now by the way, why are they Asron Ahadodi? Well, it's because of the Drisas Harega. We have the easement rights that figures in. There's a Rashi that says the Asron Adadi, a few lines up from here in the Rashi, Al Yedei Hergel Ho'eruv, Asron Adadi through the drawing of the of the Eruv that they made, drawing the outer courtyard into the inner courtyard, so to speak. Mitoch She'osrin, and because of this Isser, so Mevaklin. And what I said before was slightly inaccurate. It's not a function of easement rights per se, but it's more intense, and that is because of the Hergel Ha'eruv, having the Eruv of the outer courtyard brought into the inner courtyard. That made it into as if it's one unit where one of them had forgotten. So when you have Isser imposed one on the other, Bittel becomes an option. The Chi Amri Ano, says Shmuel, and when I said my point of aim of Atlan Rishus Mechotzer L'Chotzer, that's Bishtei Chatzer Supesach Beinem, that's two parallel side by side courtyards with an entrance between them, Velo Irvu, and they had not joined together, Velutzuchuzu, Lutate L'Rishus Shelzu, well, Ein Mevatlin, just because we need to bring the water from one Chotzer to the other, and to rely on Bittel, so that we don't do. And why is that? Because the chatzeros in and of themselves do not impose any restriction one on the other. Continuing in the Gemara, Aval Hosam, in the case of Samaches, of the two parallel side-by-side chatzeros, Mi ko asrun adodi, does one impose an isser on the other? And as a result of that, Shmuel says what he did over there, that there is no bitul mechotzer lechotzer. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, who said there on Daf Samaches that they are mevatel, Ano di Amri afilu Rabbonan. My point of view can conform to the Rabbonan. Ad kan lo kamri Rabbonan hocha. Up till now, the Rabbonan who argued in Bikiva say ein mevatlin ela di Omra la. The inner courtyard can say ad mevatlessly until you come to eventually to mevatel to me your to renounce your reshus. Until that point, you're imposing a restriction on me. And therefore, keep your bittul and keep your restriction. I'm simply going to lock the door, figuratively, and you are no longer a part of me. But in the case of the side-by-side courtyards, was one imposing an isser on the other? And therefore, since one was not imposing an isser on the other, according to Rabbi Yochanan, one, they could be mevatel one to the other. The imhoyu shel yichidim v'chulei. Before we go on in the Gemara, let's glance at the side under the Nosei, the topic heading, where we've written shnei chatzeros, pnimi v'chitzeina, two courtyards, an inner one and an outer one. Ve'echad mehem yesh yochid, ve'echad mehem yesh rabim. In one of them, there's a single dweller, and the other one, there are multiple dwellers. Omar Rav Yosef, Tani Rebbe. Rebbe has the following source. Now you'll notice we have a dashed frame here. The reason for this dashed frame is that at this point it's presented as a Tanaic source. However, later in the Gemara it's revealed that this is an Amoraic comment. So we didn't want to put a frame around it to give the indication that it's a truly Tanaic source. So the source says, Hoyu Shlosha Asurin, means amongst the two courtyards, there were three dwellers, so that creates an Isser. It's not like the case of two courtyards, each one having only a single dweller. So in this case, you have two courtyards, but there are three people in the picture. Omar Lehu Rav Bevai, Lo Tatsitsu Le Rav Bevai, says to anyone who was there, don't listen to him, don't listen to Rav Yosef. Ano amriso nihalo, I said this over to him, this hoyu shlosha, it's asurim, I said this over to him, umishmei, the Rav Ado bar Avo amriso nihalo, and I said it in the name of Rav Ado, namely, that this is not a moker of Tanoim. It's an Amoraic point of view. And what's the idea behind this? Hayov ani korei bohen rabim b'chitzona. If you had three people, and in this picture of the two courtyards, one, a single individual in the inner courtyard, and two individuals in the outer courtyard, we will say that that is a problematic situation, and the idea behind it is we will make a gzeira, even though that in and of itself shouldn't be a problem. In other words, the inner courtyard is a single dweller. A single dweller is a regular muteras b'mekoyma, and it shouldn't be enough to impose a restriction on the outer courtyard. However, in the event that there are two people in the outer courtyard, we want, unless they make a joint eruv, there will be a restriction in anticipation of the case of having two people in the inner courtyard and one person in the outer courtyard. We're there. Once you have two people there, then if they didn't make their internal eruv, they are a regular asura, and they would certainly impose an isser on the outer courtyard. Omar Rav Yosef. More Davram. This is an expression of exclamation. Literally, Master of Abraham, or like, O Lord. Rabim Berebi Ichlifli. I confused the word Rabim and thought it was Rebbe, meaning the Tana, Rebbe Danasi. But really, the source speaks about Rabim Bachitsona, as we just saw in the Gemara. The word Rabim sounds like Rebbe, just a mem is added, but it changes the whole meaning here. And that's what I had confused. So it wasn't Rebbe that taught the source at all, but rather it's a case of three people. Even if two Rabbim are in the Chitzona, there is still going to be a restriction imposed. Ushmuel Amar Le'olam Mutoros Ad Shiu Shnayim Bepnimis the Echad Bechitzona. When you have this setup of an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard, you have three people. The fact that you have three people is not automatically a reason for restriction. So he says that there will be restriction only when you have two people who were not ma'ariv in the inner courtyard, making themselves a regular asura of the mekoyma, and one dweller in the outer courtyard, then the outer courtyard will be restricted by virtue of the two in the inner courtyard. However, we don't make a gzera of rabim, of the multitude, the multiple dwellings, in the case of an outer courtyard, in anticipation of allowing multiple dwellings in the inner courtyard. Before we go further, we want to glance at the side. We have a tatnosei, a subtopic heading, Goy Yochid Bechotzer Hapnimi, a single idol worshipper in the inner courtyard. Omar Rebbe Elozer, V'nochri harehu kerabim. That would be a case of an idol worshipper, though he is singular, an individual idol worshipper, dwelling in the inner courtyard, has the din, has the halachic status of a rabbim, of multiple dwellers. And as such, he would asur, impose a restriction on two Yisraelim in the outer courtyard. The Gemara asks, "My shno Yisrael delo osar." Why is it that a singular Jew does not present a problem? Well, demand yoda yoda. He who knows that he is alone, so knows. And a single yochid is a regel hamuteres b'makoma, and it doesn't impose an iser on the outer courtyard, as we saw in the Mishnah. Uman de lo yoda, one who doesn't know who is in the inner courtyard, that it's a single Jew. Those who might think it's multiple dwellers, they'll figure that the reason that the outer courtyard is unrestricted is because they made an eruv with the inner courtyard. Well, along the same lines, nochrinami amrinon, with regard to a single goy in the inner courtyard, the yoda yoda, he who knows that it's a single goy, so a single person doesn't present any problem. The lo yoda, he who doesn't know, sovar agiri oga, will figure that a rental of his domain took place. And we've seen many times in the past that a goy removes himself from the picture through a rental. The Gemara answers, this svara cannot be used here. Stam nochri, your assumed or general idol worshipper, Esau, the ogar, if it were so that he actually did rent his domain to the outer courtyard, that would have been well known. Mifa poi, he creates a noise about it. In other words, there's a coil, it's well known, and the fact that we don't know about it, so there we're back to square one, where we don't know, and people will get the wrong impression and think that multiple goyim, or multiple dwellers, do not impose restriction, and that's not the case. Let's take a look at the Rashi, Mifa Poi, Kolo Yisle. It would have been well known. Vahani lo egur. And we, in this case, since there was no noise about a rental, so Umanda lo yoda shudor shom yichidi, he who doesn't know that he is dwelling there alone, Savar de Andri says regaloseres. They'll think there are multiple dwellers in the inner courtyard, and we see the outer courtyard carrying in and out of their courtyard to their houses, they'll think that Jesus Aregel does not impose any restriction. Inami, another possible problem, is Eruv Shelpnimim V'chitzonim Mo'il B'mokom Nochri below Schirus. People will think that an Eruv joining together inner and outer courtyards works even with a Nochri without Schirus. And that's a mistake. We continue in the Gemara, but before doing so, we glance at the side. The Nosei says, Ein menichim eruv bebeis shar. An eruv chaseros has to be placed in one of the houses opening into the courtyard. However, an eruv is not to be placed in a gatehouse, a beis shar. Marking-wise, we have a bow tie shape that will appear, and the bow tie represents, under our Mivneh heading, three mikrim, three cases, she'ikaron b'chol echad, that the principle in each one of them is hainu hagdoroso shel beis shar. We're going to attempt to define different entities as being a beis shar. And again, the concept here that needs to be emphasized is that an eruv, the collected food, is not placed in a beis shar, just like the collected food for making an eruv chatzeros is not to be placed in the chotzer, in the courtyard, but rather in one of the houses. The Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Asara Botim, Ze Lifnim Mize. And once again, we turn to the Pirush Chai. You'll see he has an illustration for this. There's a row of houses, one more inner than the other. Illustration 67 shows you this on page 152. In order for the innermost house, the Panimi, to get to the street, to get to the chotzer that you can see there, and eventually the street, he has to cut through all of the courtyards leading till that point. So the Gemara says, ten botim zev nimise pnimi nosin es eruvo vedayo. The only courtyard that needs to contribute, or the only house, we should, let's go over this case again because we didn't say it accurately enough. You have 10 houses, one more inner than the other, and a courtyard, and there are other dwellers off the courtyard, as you can see in the illustration, besides the houses in the row. In order to join together, all that needs, the only ones that need to make a contribution to the Eruv is that Pinimi, the innermost house, and any of the other side dwellers that you can see, but not the houses that form the row. The reason for this will be explained shortly in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Afilu Chitzon Shel Pnimi. And even the ninth one, the Chitzon Shel Pnimi, means the ninth one of this row. We skipped a phrase in reading the Gemara because that which is in the brackets is not accurate. So we read this again, this time with the brackets. For Biochan Omar, Afilu Chitzon, even the outermost house must contribute. The Gemara asks, Chitzon, Beis Sharhu, that outermost house is in effect a lead-in, a gatehouse, to with respect to the other houses. And we don't place an Eruv in a Beis Shar. B'mai komifligi, what is the underlying point of difference between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? Morsovar Beis Shar diyochid, Shmei Beis Shar. A Beis Shar of an individual house is considered a Beis Shar. That would be, according to Shmuel, that all the rest of the houses serve as a Beis Shar to the innermost house. Umor Sovar, Rabbi Yochanan says, not so. That the idea of a Beis Shar exists only if you're dealing with multiple houses. In this case, two houses. Let us continue in the Gemara. Omer of Nachman. We would look now at illustration 68. In illustration 68 on page 152, you can see There are two courtyards in that picture, each marked as chatzer. Between the two chatzeros, you have three houses. And on either side of the two chatzeros, you have in the illustration of Pirush Chai, a house marked Bayis Aleph and another house marked Bayis Beis. So we read in the Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Baravua, Omar Rav. Beis chatzeros, the Gimel Botim Beinehem. There are two courtyards. There are three houses between the two courtyards, and we have to note there are additional dwellings, as we saw in the illustration. Eventually, in the Gemara, we will discover that the three houses between the two courtyards, none of them have to contribute to the Eruv. Ze bo derech ze, v'nosein Eruvo bo ze. We can say the house Bayis Aleph will want to place their Eruv in Bayis number 2. So Bayis Aleph will place his food contribution in Bayis number 2, and he's cutting through Bayis number 3 that you can see in the illustration. And the same thing on the other side, Bayis Beis places his Eruv in Bayis number 2, cutting through Bayis 1 in order to get to Bayis number 2. That's what the Gemara means. Ze bo derech ze v'nosein eruvo boze. Ve'ze bo derech ze v'nosein eruvo boze. In each case, boze is a reference to the middle house. The result of this is that we're at the top. We go to the top of Ayin Vav Omer Aleph. Ze na'ase beis sha'ar loze. Using the illustration, Bayis number 3 serves as an entranceway, a gatehouse, relative to Bayis number 2, and Bayis number 1 also is a base shar for Bayis number 2. And as we've seen before, a base shar is something that doesn't have to contribute toward an Eruv. And Tsoi, the middle house, which is Bayis number 2 in the illustration, Havelei Bayis Shemenichin Boi Eruv. That is the house in which the food collection is placed. The Ein Tzorach Liten Es Hapas. They too don't have to make an Eruv contribution. We continue another case. Bodik Luhu Rachbo L'Rabbonon. Bodek is to check them out. He gave them a test. So Rachbo gave the Rabbonin a test. We can look at illustration 70. In this illustration, there are only two houses between the two chatzeros. The Gemara. Rachbo's question is, Shnei chatzeros, we're four lines from the top of the Gemara, Shnei chatzeros, u'shnei botim beinehem. There are two courtyards and two houses between the two courtyards, and there are other houses as well. Ze ba derech ze v'nosein eruv baze. The house at the extreme right cuts through the first house on the left of the chatzer, but doesn't place its eruv there. Places it in, as the arrow in the picture indicates, in that second house. Ve'ze ba derech ze v'nosein eruv baze. And likewise in the other direction. Now his question is, Konu Eruv Olo, does this Eruv take effect or not? Mi Mashvi Luhu Lagabi Dahai Bayasu Lagabi Dahai Beishar, U Lagabi Dahai Beishar Lagabi Dahai Bayas. Can the same house have a dual identity? Namely, for the house on the extreme right, so the first house off the chotzer, moving leftwards, would be a beishar. But that same house for the house on the extreme left, in fact, is a bias. It's a place where the eruv is going to be placed. So this was Rachbo's question. Can this be? Rashi adds, if both of these houses were defined as a beishar, So the Eruv would be no good because you don't place an Eruv in a Beishar. And if both were defined as a bias, it wouldn't be a good Eruv either, because there would be a house that was not included in their Eruv separating between the two of them. So we continue in the Gemara. Omru lei, the Rabbonin answered, Rachbo shneim lo, and we should point out that this answer lasts a couple of lines. Omru lei, shneim lo konu Eruv. Neither Chotzer gets the benefit of having an Eruv. Monafshach. Either way you look at things, e bias mashvis lei, if you view the place, if e base shar, let's correct ourselves, if e base shar mashvis lei, if that house is considered a base shar, well, the rule is, hanosin es eruv a base shar, achsadru impresses eino eruv. One who places his eruv in any one of these entities, and for our purposes, all we have to discuss is the base shar, so it, as we've dashed, underlined, eino eruv, it doesn't become an effective eruv. You placed the food in the wrong place. E bias mashvis lei, if you consider it a bias, there's a problem. Kometaltel lebias below delo ma'ariv lei. The chotzer is carrying through a house that wasn't included in its eruv. In other words, in these, in this picture 70, the house that open, the middle houses that open up to the chatzeros, the house, let's say, to the left of the right-hand chotzer didn't contribute to that particular chotzer's eruv, and likewise with regard to the next house and the other chotzer's eruv. So they would be carrying through to get to the to where their eruv is. They would be carrying through a house that didn't contribute. The Gemara asks, and this question lasts a number of lines. Umayshno midarova. What is different about this case where we were not going to view the same house as having both a base shar definition and a bias definition? What is different about this in the case of Rava? Dioma Rava. Omru loi shnayim. Two people said to one shaliach, one agent, go out and make an eruv tchum for each one of us. Le'echod irev olav mibod yom. For one of the requesters, he established the, if he placed the eruv while it was still Friday. Le'echod irev olav bein hashmoshes. And the other one, he placed the eruv down during the twilight time between Friday and Shabbos. The one for whom the Eruv was placed down on Friday, it was however eaten during that twilight period. Twilight period of Bein HaShemoshes is what we call, let's say, Sufek, whether it's considered Friday or whether it's considered Shabbos. And in order for an Eruv Tchum to take effect, it has to be in place for a moment of Shabbos, so that we can say this was the person's place at the onset of Shabbos. V'zeh she'irev olav bein hashmoshos, the one for whom the eruv was placed down during the twilight time, ne'achal eruvo mishetechshach, it was eaten after darkness set in. Shnehem konu eruv. We say leniently that both people benefit by having acquired their new Mokon Shvisa, their new Shabbos location, so as to establish their 2,000 Amos starting point. Now, when we look at this case, we say that regarding the one whose Eruv was eaten Bein HaShemoshos, we're going to be viewing the Bein HaShemoshos as if it's nighttime, and therefore it was still around when Shabbos set in. And regarding the one that whose eruv was placed down Bein Hashmoshes. We will be considering that daytime, and as such, he had time for it to be Kaina Shvisa. In other words, if the Eruv was placed down on Shabbos per se, it wouldn't have been effective. So we have to be able to say that it was placed while it was still daytime. So what are we doing over here? We're taking the same period of time, Bein Hashmoshos, regarding one person, we're considering it Shabbos having already set in, and regarding the other person, we're considering it Friday. So why can't we do the same thing with the houses, consider it with regard to one, a Beis Shaar, and with regard to the other people, consider it a bias? Hochi hashta. So the Gemara says, how can you compare these cases? Hasam sofik yamama sofik leilo lo minkura milsa. When you're trying to define Bein Hashmoshos, it's a matter of doubt and it's not recognizable. And as such, people aren't going to be looking at us as if we're joking with them when we consider it both Friday and Shabbos. Because it is inherently an unclear point in time. Avol hocha, but with regard to houses, e delegabi dahai bias, if with regard to one party you're going to be considering it a house, legabi dahai bias, so regarding the other chotzer, you're going to have to call that same house a bias. A bias is something, a structure is something that's distinct and recognizable. And e the legabi dahai bias, and if beis shaar, and if with regard to one chotzer you're going to be categorizing it as a beis shaar, legabi dahai nami beis shaar, regarding the other ones you're also going to have to label it as a beis shaar. And to do what you suggested above as saying that with regard to one it's a beis shaar and with regard to the other people is a house, that is what we call a chukah v'itulah. You're making a rabbinic teaching look like a joke. And Rashi says, "V'lo nitan peh l'tzedukim l'rados," and it's not for us to give an opening for the skeptics and scoffers to rebel against rabbinic teachings. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. This represents the conclusion of the sixth perek, and Amir Tzashem, next time we will continue with the next perek. So with that, we conclude our shiur for today.